They had already seen several vivid flashes of chem lightning. Christie pointed to a squat building in lichen-covered stone. One wall had completely fallen in, but the other end had a stubby tower with a twisted metal cross still fixed to its top.
Old church ahead of us.
No real need to stop.
You've got to be kidding, John.
True, Millie. From the look of the clouds, it shouldn't be much more than a sharp shower.
We stop, Brian?
Time doesn't mean much when you don't have things to do and places to be. I'm happy to stay a while and sit out the rain. Any objections? No? Then we'll stop here.
This foundation stone, laid by Senator Nicholas Webb, on the 14th day of September, in the year of 1999. Sort of eroded letters.
The first drops of rain began to patter into the gray dust. The sky was very dark, as the eye of the impending storm moved ever closer.
What kind of church was it? Nothing left to tell us what kind of god they worshipped or how they went about it.
Doc looked at the barren wilderness that surrounded the devastated building.
See what he made of this planet, and you can start to wonder whether he exists at all. Or if he does exist, what kind of a deity he is. Not much of a creator. A whole lot more of a destroyer.
You could be wrong, Doc. You build a house, and then you find that it's got rot in the joists, and worm in the beams, and damp in the cellar. Then you pull it down and start again. Maybe that's what he did here in Deathlands. God saw there'd been a bad mistake, and things had gone skewed. So he pretty well pulled it all down, and now he's in the process of starting over.
Then that makes us his wingless angels, I guess.
Time to go in.
Everyone moved quickly inside through the heavy door. It was oak, and had survived the new cost pretty well, though it was pitted and burned and hung loosely on its hinges. The inside had been totally stripped. The pews had all been taken, long ago, for cooking fires. Some of the broken windows had been clumsily filled in with a sort of crude adobe, but much of it had crumbled and fallen away. The altar was missing, the floor covered in bits of rubble. Ryan looked around as the rain began to fall in earnest, pounding on the damaged roof, starting to trickle through in a few places at the far end of the nave, beyond the transept.
Door back there.
Christie touched Ryan's arm, half drawing her pistol.
Someone there.
What?
I feel them, but there's something odd about it. Like, I can see them and not see them all at the same time.
There was a movement in the stillness, and the narrow door began to ease open. By now, everyone had seen it, and everyone had their weapons drawn.
No need. It's not now, and it's not here.
Et toi, Emma Tyler, Dedumi.
Hello again.
The young woman was cold, her cloak still damp from getting caught in the rain the previous night when she'd fled the Villa of Greenhill.
No chance of a fire, not with this storm. Have to wait.
Being cold's better than being dead.
Emma looked around the circle of friends.
I can't thank you enough for going and laying it on the line for me back there in the Lincoln Inn.
If you see the future, didn't you know that you might get yourself killed back there? Or did you see the danger and also see us riding out of the sunset to the rescue?
Emma brushed a hand through her black hair, sitting cross-legged in the dirt. Her golden eyes looked intently at Christie.
I knew you also had the seeing power. I felt it the first moment I was in the same room with you.
I only have this much of the power. I can feel if there's danger around, but only some of the time, not all of the time. Wish I could.
You wouldn't wish it. It can truly be a curse rather than a blessing.
But you didn't answer my question, Emma.
Emma's eyes, oddly flat and incurious, turned again toward Christie.
Did I know there was to be all that killing? I can't answer that properly. To do that, I'd have to explain what I see and how I see it. And that's impossible. It's like trying to explain the color turquoise to a blind man.
Or like trying to tell these fools about hip-hop.
I see reality just like anyone else. But sometimes I see an overlay. Like what I think the old vids and TV must have been like. I looked at that man and saw all about his real hidden life.
And the man with the blue and green hair. If he follows your warning, he could live. If he doesn't...
He'll die with his throat slit in the hole. But it's not always that precise. I tasted death with incredible strength in the saloon. but I couldn't have foretold how it would come. I also felt a lot of power from you seven.
Why, it sounds a little like throwing handfuls of mud at a wall. By the nature of the beast, some will stick and some will fall out.
You could put it like that. By water and stone, where do you come from?
Emma flashed from Doc to Mildred.
And you? There are colors to both of you like nothing I've ever seen before. Like all colors and no colors.
Time enough for that later. Once the rain stops, we can move on. I'll introduce all of us and tell you a little about where we come from. Emma stood, her face drained of blood.
No. Thanks for the offer of your protection, but I can see death if we travel together.
Who for?
It's like I said, a color. Dark. So dark. If I travel with you, then death will come to one of us. But if you go on without me, then the shadow retreats from you all.
But it can be cheated. You said that yourself. We can cheat death. We've all done it more times than you've eaten hot soup.
No. The shadow's like a cloak made from wings of ravens. You saved my life and turned the black spear from my heart. How would I feel if I caused the death of one of you?
Not as bad as whoever dies.
You don't believe I see the future and the past, do you? I can almost taste your suspicion.
Maybe I don't want to believe it, Emma.
Your father was burned to death in an attack by men in white sheets and hoods in his church. A place like this. He had a younger brother, also a preacher, whose name was Josh. He called you Millie. I'm right, aren't I? Though parts of your life are oddly distorted. Not like Norm's.
That's enough, girl. I believe you can see some of what's already happened. That doesn't mean you can also see the future. Nobody can. The future's like millions and millions of alternate possibilities. I might drop dead the very next breath, or in 5 minutes. Nobody knows that, Emma. Not even you.
I do know that. It's what I'm trying to explain. But I guess I'm doing it real badly. I'm sorry.
Before leaving, Ryan formally introduced all of them to the Muti Mystic, explaining a little about where Mildred and Doc came from.
So that's it. Doc, I can see things about your past life, but they're faint, like a whisper etched on water.
I must confess that I often feel like that about my past. Though I lived it, much of those years seem an enigma shrouded in mystery.
I feel that about yesterday, Doc. And when I get to your age, if I live so long, I suspect that I'll forget everything up to 5 seconds ago.
Where are we going to go now?
Don't you know?
Dean, my brain would explode if I held a permanent visual map of everything that'll happen to everyone in the future. Even for myself.
Oh.
Emma patted Dean on the shoulder.
The other thing is that it tires me out. Like trying to do mental math for 10 hours straight.
I can see a little sometimes, but I also have the Earth power, taught to me by Mother Sonia back in Harmonyville. I can draw on myself and, briefly, have paranormal strength.
But it drains her so much, she's good for nothing for a day or more afterward.
That's right, lover. It sucks all my soul to do it. It frightens me a lot that I might try to use it one day and I'll simply die.
Not so bad for me, but bad enough.
How'd you see going with us? Got any feelings about that?
Told you. Death, Jack. Strong feelings of death if I travel with you.
Phew. Live with death at our shoulders every waking hour.
All right. But what are we going to do?
Look around.
Though Washington and all its immediate suburbs had been totally vaporized in the first seconds of the sky dark, the pattern of damage around the outer rim of the city was irregular. Some of it was attributable to the inconsistencies in the terrain. Nuke blast normally went in fairly straight lines, so land in a hollow would generally be less damaged than higher ground, and the same applied to buildings. Ryan walked under an overcast sky into a shallow basin. The edges were clear of any sign of civilization, scoured away by the missiles blast. But ahead of them there was a scattering of buildings, mostly roofless and windowless. It was mid-afternoon. Emma Tyler, for all of her Mystic Muti skills, was no great walker. She'd hiked the long black cotton skirt up over her knees, pinning it into place. Her low-heeled sandals were badly worn and patched,
and she often stumbled on the uneven trail that they were following.